Today's Amud is Sukkah Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, by the 2 dots Zeh Klal. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that in order for something to be kosher for Schach, it has to fulfill 2 conditions. It has to be, first of all, that it's not Mekabel Tumah. It has to be something which is not Mekabel Tumah. And it also has to be something, a material which grows from the ground. It has to fulfill both of these conditions, that it's not Mekabel Tumah and it grows from the ground. And then it's kosher for Schach. But if it doesn't have either one of those 2 conditions, let's say it grows from the ground, but it's Mekabel Tumah. Or let's say it's not Mekabel Tumah, but it doesn't grow from the ground. If it doesn't fulfill both conditions, so then it's possible for Schach. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the Makar for this rule. So the Gemara says like this, Zeh klal, kol davar shemekabel tumah v'chulu minahani mili. How do we know this klal? How do we know that that's the criteria for something to be kosher for Schach? So it says the Gemara, the first Teretz Amar Ish Lakish Amar Kro. The pasuk says Ve'ed Yalam in the Aretz. It says that a cloud will go up from the ground. Ma'ed Davar She'ena Mekabel Tumah. Just like a cloud is something that it's not Mekabel Tumah. A cloud's not a kli. It's not food. It's not something that's Mekabel Tumah. V'Gidulay Min Aretz. It comes from the ground. Like it says Ve'ed Yalam Min Ha'aretz. It comes from the ground. So Av Sukkah. So to a Sukkah, it's Davar She'ena Mekabel Tumah. V'Gidulay Min Aretz. Just like a cloud is something which is not Mekabel Tumah that grows from the ground. So we learn out from clouds to a sukkah, meaning to schach, that so too schach has to be something which is not mekabel tumah and it grows from the ground. Now, in order to understand this comparison, so we have to have a little bit of a background, and that is that when the pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael in sukkahs when we were in the midbar, so there's going to be a machlokes that the Gemara is about to bring, if those sukkahs is sukkahs mamish, that he literally put us into sukkahs, or he put us under the Ananiya Covet. So this Torah seems to be assuming that it was the Ananiya Covet, and therefore it makes sense that we should have a limud, since the whole purpose of the Sukkah is to represent the Ananiya Covet that Hashem put us in when we were in the Midbar, so it would make sense that we should learn out the Dinim of Schach from a cloud. Therefore, Reish Lakish is saying that we should use this Pasuk of Eid Yalam in Aretz, which teaches us that clouds come from the ground, and we know the fact that a cloud is not Mekabel Tumah, so we should say that Schach is like that also, that it has to be something which is not Mekabel Tumah, and it grows from the ground. However, says the Gemara, that works. That works if you hold that that's what Sukkahs means in the Pasuk. Now, when it says that we were in Sukkahs in the Midbar, it's referring to the Ananiya Kavod. Then it would make sense to have this limud from clouds to Schach. But according to the Manda Amar, who says that when it says Kibbutz Sukkahs is Shafti es Bnei Yisrael, it's referring to Sukkahs Mamish, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us huts. So then Sukkahs Mamish Asul Lahem, Kadosh Baruch Hu made huts for Klal Yisrael. So then Ma'ikla Meimar. So then what's the Makar? That Schach has to be something which is not Mekabel Tumah and it grows from the ground. It can't be it's from the clouds. That's no Shaychus to Schach. Why would we learn out from clouds to Schach? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, like we learned to the Braisa, this Machlekes, on this Pasuk, which says, Ki Besukah Yisai Shafti Es Bnei Yisrael. So the first Mandamer, and then Yaakovud Hayu Div Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, and when the Pasuk says Sukkahs, it's really referring to the Nani Yaakovud. Rebbe Kiva Imer Sukkahs Mamish Asulahem. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu literally made huts for the Yidden. So Hanichal Rebbe Eliezer. So everything's fine. Reish Lakish's Makar would seem to be a good Makar if you go like Rebbe Eliezer, that we were under the Nani Yaakovud. El Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that we were literally in sukkahs, we were in huts. So Ma'ikla Meimar, so then we're still stuck. What's the makar that Schach has to be something which is not Mekabel Tumah and it grows from the ground? So says the Gemara now. One attempt to answer. Ki asa Rav Dimi am Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported that in Eretz Yisrael he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. Chag HaSukkos. Chag is like Miloshen Chagiga, like the carbon Chagiga. Chag HaSukkos. So Makish Sukkah L'Chagiga. We have a hekesh between the Sukkah, between Schach, and a carbon Chagiga, which is an animal. Ma Chagiga, just like the carbon Chagiga, which obviously is an animal, it's Davar She'enu Mekabel Tumah. The Chagiga is an animal, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. An animal, while it's alive, it's not Mekabel Tumah. V'Gidulay Min HaAretz, and an animal animal is something which can be considered that it grows from the ground, even though it doesn't literally grow from the ground, but it itself, its body grows from eating vegetation which is in the ground. So in that sense, it grows from the ground. So just like an animal is something which is not mekabel tuma, because while it's alive, it's not mekabel tuma, and it's something which is grows from the ground, the chagigo has these two criterias, af sukkah davar she'enu mekabel tuma v'gidulay min ha'aretz. So chag ha'sukkah, we will learn from chagiga to sukkah, that sukkah also, schach also, it has to be something which is not mekabel tuma, and it grows from the ground. So that's the limud. Well, in fact, the Gemara, if the limud is from a carbon chagiga, ima chagiga balichayim, av sukanami balichayim. The Ritva explains that if we're learning out from a chagiga has to come from balichayim. So we should learn out from chagiga to schach, that schach has to come from an animal. It has to be that you use an animal as your schach. And we don't have such a halacha like that. So clearly this limud is not the makar. Rather, says the Gemara, ki asa Ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came to Bavel, so from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan a different makar, that amar Kra, the pasuk says ba'asbicha migarncha umiikvecha. The pasuk says that you should. It's talking about sukkahs. It's talking about schach, and it says that you make it ba'asbicha migarncha umiikvecha, that you make it from the wine vat and from the place where you have the tefuah. And says the Gemara, said Rabbi Yochanan, that he darshened that it means b'psailas geirin v'yakev akasav medaber. It's talking about the psailas that you have by the two storages and by the wine vats. That's what you make the schach out of. It's from the psailas, which are parts that are not mekabel tuma. So it's things that grow from the ground, right? Grapes grow from the ground, and tfua chitim grows from the ground. But while the wine itself and the chitim are mekabel tuma, the pasuk's telling us that you're supposed to make the schach from the psailas garden viyakef, from the garbage, which is not mekabel tuma. So it's something which has these two characteristics, and it grows from the ground, and it's not mekabel tuma. So that's the drasha, because it's a local pasuk by sukkis, va'aspecha migarncha mikvecha, that tzchach has to come from things which grow from the ground, and they're not mekabel tuma. Well, in fact, the Gemara, who says we're talking about the psailas? Ve'ema geirin atzmai, viyakev atzmai. Maybe we're talking about the tfuah itself. Maybe we're talking about the grapes itself, and those are mekabel tuma. Who says we're talking about the psailas? What right do you have to make such a drasha? Says the Gemara, I'm Reb Zera Yekev Ksiv. Because it says Yekev, which is really referring to the wine, not the grapes. Now, V'yev Shalasakech Boy, you can't make schach out of wine. It just won't stay up. You can't use a liquid as schach. It's just practically impossible. So that's how we knew to Darshan, it must be talking about the psailas guard V'yekev. Well, in fact, the Gemara maska for Rabbi Yirmiya, ve'ema yayin karush. Who says, maybe we're talking about wine. Your problem is because we're talking about wine and it's not physically possible to use wine. It is possible to use wine. Ve'ema yayin karush. Maybe it's talking about congealed wine. Habam misnir shudaimili gulei dvela. It's like fig cakes. It comes from a certain place and it's like fig cakes. It's very thick, and it could stay up. It would be able to stay up on top of the sukkah. So maybe we're talking about this congealed wine. Now, the Chassam Sefer explains that congealed wine is not mekabel tuma either. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking that maybe geiren and yakev is dafka. You're assuming that it means psailas geiren v'yakev. Who says? Maybe it's geiren v'yakev mamish. And you ask, so wine's not possible. Maybe it's talking about this type of wine. Now, even though this type of wine, the congealed wine, is not mekabel tuma, but the tfua, if everything's dafka, we're talking about wine mamish and tfua mamish, tfua is mekabel tuma. So you would not be able to use this pasuk as a makar that tzchach has to dafka come from something which is not mekabel tuma, because maybe everything in the pasuk is dafka. Your only problem with saying that everything is dafka is because you can't use wine as tzchach. I have a hechatim so that you could use wine as tzchach, but that's not the point. The point is that therefore the tfu is dafka also. It's referring to wheat, and that is something which is mekabel tuma. So you have no makar from here that tzchach has to dafka come from something which is not mekabel tuma. So that for the Gemara, I'm Reb Zera, or says the Gemara, I'm Reb Zera, that Hamil Sahava Biyadon, we had such a good Makar, Va'asar Vyirmiya Vishad Be Narga. However, Vyirmiya came, and he sort of just slugged up the whole Makar. I mean, that's Taka good Kasha. However, says the Gemara, Ravashi says a Teretz, that Mi Garncha V'loy Goyrin Atzmai, Mi Yikvecha V'loy Yekev Atzmai. Then no, the reason why we know that it can't be talking about the Goyrin and the Yekev Mamish, it's not talking about the Tfuah, the grapes itself, or the wine itself, is because the pasuk says mi garncha and mi yikvecha, which means only from it, not the actual thing itself, from the psalus of it. So that's Ravashi's explanation for how Rabbi Yochanan knew to darshan that when the pasuk says ba'aspecha mi garncha mi yikvecha, it's dafka talking about the psalus. And again, now that it's talking about the psalus, so then this would be a makar that the schach comes from the psalus of the garn v'yakev. You see, schach comes from things which grow from the ground, and it comes from things which are not makabel tuma. Agav, so we mentioned that in the Mishnah, really, on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, there's really a third criteria for schach, and that is that it has to be something which is detached. So some Rishonim learned that this pasuk would also be the makar for that. The fact that schach has to be detached from the ground is also from here, because also, migarncha mikvecha, the psalus garn viekev, is detached from the ground, so this would also be the makar for that third condition that we mentioned in the Mishnah. So now again, so it comes out really we have two makar so far. We have Reish Lakish's makar, the Eid Yalam and the Aretz, but we said that that only works if you hold that Sukkah is not Sukkah is Mamish, rather it's referring to the Anani HaKavod. And now we have this makar that even if you hold that Sukkah is Sukkah is Mamish, now we have a different makar from Ba'asbecha Migarncha Mikvecha. Rav Chista Amar, a third pasuk, a third makar for the halacha that schach has to dafka come from something which is not makabel tuma and it grows in the ground, is mehachas from the following pasuk, a pasuk in Ezra about making a sukkah. It says, su'u ahar, go to the mountains, view ali zayis, v'ali eit shemen, v'ali hadas, v'ali tamarim, v'ali eit avos. The pasuk's all referring to things which are not mekabel tuma, and they grow from the ground. So you see from here that tzlach has to dafka come from something which grows from the ground, and it's not mekabel tuma. Now, once the Gemara just mentioned this pasuk, so the Gemara just has a side kasha, that hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. Why does the pasuk divide it into two? Eitz avos is another word for hadasim. So what does it mean, hadas and eitz avos? L'chair, it's the same thing. Amrev chista, then no, there's a difference between the two. Hadas shayte l'sukkah, the eitz avos l'lulav. It's referring to two different types of hadasim, and it's for two different purposes. An eitz avos is a for a lulav. An eitz avos is a hadas that has three leaves growing on the same level. And hadas shayte is when there's only two leaves or less. When you don't have three leaves growing in the same level, so that's not kosher for hadasim als arba minim, but that would be kosher to put on top of your sukkah as schach. It's something which grows from the ground, and it's not mekabel tumah. So that's what the pasuk means. To go get hadas shayte for the sukkah, and eitz avos for the lulav. But the main reason why we brought the pasuk was just to say that this pasuk would be another makar, that schach has to dafka come from something which is not mekabel tumah, and it grows from the ground. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Chavile Kash, Chavile Eitzev, Chavile Zradin, to use bundles of straw or wood or reeds, Ein Mesakchin Bahen. Those materials, you can't use bundles as schach. And the Gemara is going to explain why it's a gzera. You can't use bundles for schach. The Kulan She'etiran Ksheiris. However, once you just untie it, so then, it's gonna be kosher. It's the only problem was because it was in the bundle. It's not the pshat that these materials be'etzim are problematic. They're all fine materials. They're all things which are not mekabel tuma, and they grow from the ground. So in terms of that, everything was fine. Just the only problem was that they were bundled. Once you undo the bundle, it's gonna be kosher. The kulin kshir is the defanais. And also, they're all kosher for the defanais. It's only schach that has this issue that we're gonna discuss soon, that has this gzera. But when it comes to the walls of your sukkah, you're allowed to use these materials for the walls of the sukkah. Says the Gemara now, I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that Shmas Mineid Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two explanations of different halachas from Rabbi Yochanan. I heard two different halachas. Chadaha, v'ida hachaitis begadish la'aseis le'sukkah in a sukkah. First of all, the two halachas, and then we'll get to the two explanations. The two halachas I heard from Rabbi Yochanan was, one of them was this halach of our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to use chavile kash, chavile eitzim, and chavile zradin. The other halach I heard from Rabbi Yochanan was that a chaytet begadish, that one who makes a hole into a pile of tefuah, you have a big pile of tefuah, and you dig into it, you make like an igloo out of this pile of tefuah, lasis le'sukkah, in order to use it as your sukkah, the tefuah itself is gonna be, it's this pile of tefuah is gonna be kosher for schach, and you dig a hole into it, so now you have that, you, obviously, I guess, zayin al zayin tefachim, so now you have a kosher sukkah. The halacha is that, no, it's not a good sukkah. So those two halachas. So you can't use these bundles, and that if you're chaytet begadish, it's not a good sukkah. Those are the two halachas I heard. And then the two explanations I heard was, chada mishum gzeiras aitzer. One of them is because of gzeiras aitzer. We'll see soon what that means. The chada mishum tasev leimin asoy. And then the other one I heard, it's that it's possible because of tasev leimin asoy, because it wasn't originally made, l'shem a sukkah. V'layadana hayminayu mishum aitzer, v'hayminayu mishum tasev leimin asoy. However, I don't know how to place each explanation on which halacha. I don't know which halacha, which to match it with which explanation. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said. That he heard from Rabbi Yochanan these two halachas, these two explanations, but he didn't know how to match them up. Rabbi Yirmiya said, that nechsiyana, we could figure it out for ourselves. Let's think about it. Let's see. Dam Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, and we could figure it out based on a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mibnei ma amru chavile kash, vechavile eitzin, vechavile zradin, emisachin ben. What's taka the reason that you cannot use these different bundles? And the reason Rabbi Yochanan explained is because pa'amim sha'adam ba'min asada. There are times where a person, he's coming from the field and he has these bundles on his back, be'erev, at night, v'chavilasei aksefai, and he has these bundles over his shoulder, and he wants to dry them up, so umalu manicha gabe sukasai k'dei liyabsha. So he takes it and he throws it on top of his sukkah, not necessarily halachic sukkah, we just mean he puts it on top of his hut in order to dry it out. And then what happens is, then the next week is Sukkot. V'nimlach aleha l'sikach, and he decides, hey Taka, I could use this bundles as schach. Now, what's the problem if he wants to then use those bundles as schach? The problem is because when he put the bundles on top of the sukkah, he wasn't doing it l'shem schach. He was doing it just to have a good place to dry off, to dry out the wood or the straw, whatever it is that he had, whatever bundle that he had. So when he put it there, he didn't do it l'shem schach. V'atayra amra tasev v'loy min ha'asoy. The Torah says that you have to, when you make the sukkah, it has to be that the shas you put the schach on, it was kosher. Schach has to be put on l'shem schach. Since this schach wasn't put on l'shem schach, you can't just now mentally decide, oh, now I want it to be schach. Because since at the time it was put on top of the walls, it wasn't l'shem schach, so therefore it's not kosher, because that's tasev leimin asoy. You have to then pick it back up and then put it back down. So therefore, because sometimes the person will have a bundle and this whole story will happen, so then Rashi explains, therefore the Mishnah says that all bundles are usher to use. You are not allowed to use any sort of type of bundle as schach. As the gzeira, because of this, you might use a bundle that was originally put on to dry. Because of that, now even if you put a bundle on top of your sukkah, l'shem schach, the halacha is that it's possible, it has this gzeira, that you're not allowed to do such a thing because of a chashash, and you might come to then use a bundle that was originally placed there to dry, which would then be possibly daraisa because of tasav leimin asoy. But again, but the Mishnah's din is a din derabanan, that therefore even if you're putting a bundle on your sukkah l'shem schach, you're not allowed to. So now says Rabbi Yirmiyah. So being that now we know the explanation for our Mishnah, so now we dahamishem gzeiras aitzer. So that's what we call gzeiras aitzer, that you can't use any sort of bundle as schach because of the gzeira of an aitzer of maybe you might end up then using a bundle that was originally put on to dry. So now, from the fact that we now see that the din of our Mishnah is because of Gzeiras Aitzer, so then ha, the din of the Chaytet Begadish, Mishum Tasev Laimina Asoy. The psul over there must have been because Tasev Laimina Asoy, because you're not really doing anything with the schach. The top of the Gadish is acting as the schach. You didn't put it down, it was always down there. All you did was dug underneath it. Digging underneath is not doing anything with the schach, and therefore it's a problem of Tasev Laimina Asoy. That's how we'll match up the two dinim with the two explanations. Rabbi Yaakov, meaning the kasha is, why didn't Rabbi Yaakov figure this out on his own? Why did he need Rabbi Yirmiyah to explain this? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yaakov hachter Rabbi Chiya bar Abba leishmielei. This that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's the pshat in our Mishnah, that's why you cannot use the bundles, he didn't know about that. And therefore, he wasn't able to figure out how to match up the two halachas with the two different explanations. Amr Rav Ashi, Frek Rav Ashi now, I don't understand. Atu chavile kash v'chavile eitzem mishum gzeres eitzer ika mishum tasa v'loy mina asoy leka. Does it only have a problem of gzeres eitzer? It doesn't also have a problem of tasa v'loy mina asoy. Rashi explains that l'chayre the Mishnah is also talking about the bundles that were put there to dry. We're talking about all bundles, bundles that were placed there for slach, but also bundles that were placed there to dry. Bundles that were placed there to dry has a problem of tasa v'loy mina asoy. So frek Ravashi, is the Mishnah only talking about Gzeres Eitzer? It's not also talking about Tasav Leim and Asoy? And similarly, ask Ravashi, V'achaytid Begadish. The case of Chayte Begadish, when he makes the igloo into the pile of Tavua, Vishum Tasav Leim and Asoy Ika, Vishum Gzeres Eitzer Leka, it's only a problem of Tasav Leim and Asoy, but if you pick up, it's mashma, if you pick up the schach and put it back down, it's going to be kosher. Why? L'chayre, that's still going to be a problem of Gzeres Eitzer. So L'chayre, both the halachas have both issues. That was Ravashi's kasha. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yechon will tell you that no, each one has only one issue. Hacha dekatani ein misakchan behen, and what's the raya? Meaning what Rabbi Yechon is going to prove is that our Mishnah is dafka talking about the bundles that were placed there for schach. It's not talking about bundles that are placed there to dry. And the halach of chaytit begadish, it's dafka talking about where you didn't pick it up and put it back down. It's talking about where you didn't pick it up, and therefore it's a problem, it's daraisa, it's pasul mi daraisa, because of Tasav Leim and Asoy. How do I know that? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yechon will tell you that Hacha over here by our Mishnah, Dikatani in Misakhan Behen, it's a much lighter Lashon. It just says you can't do it. That's Mashma Lechatchilahu De'e Misakhan. That's Mashma, just like you shouldn't do it. It's like Lechatchilah, that must be Mishum Gzeres Oitzer. Hadaraisa Shaper Dami. It must be because the Mishnah is discussing a case where it's only Oser because of Gzera, and really Midaraisa it's Kasher. Meaning we're not talking about bundles that were placed there to dry. That would be Pasul Midaraisa. It wasn't even placed there as And then if you change your mind, it's a problem of Tasav Loi Min Asoy, which is a Psul Daraisa. Our Mishnah must not be talking about that, because it says such like a Parvalashin, Ein Misakhtan Man. Don't use it. That's Mashmach just a Gzeira, meaning we're talking about bundles that are placed there, really for Schach. It's just that it's still a problem because of Gzeira Saitzer. And Hasam, by the case of Chaytit Begadish, the Katani Ein Nasukah, it says a very stark Lashin. It doesn't just say you can't do such a thing. It says Ein Nasukah, it's not a Sukah, that's Mashmach. That's mashma. Even if you did it already, midaraisa nami enasuka. It's mamish midaraisa apostle. Why would it be midaraisa apostle? It must be because it's not talking about a case where you picked it up and then put it back down. It's talking about a case where you didn't do that, and therefore it's a problem of tasev loy mina asoy, which is a psul midaraisa. So that's how we could explain these two different halachas are talking about specific cases, and each one has its own explanation. Our Mishnah is a problem of Gzeres Eitzer, and the Chayte Begadish is a problem because of Tasev Loi Min HaAsoy. Now we'll end here, but we'll just mention the Ha'aras. So we learned now on today's Amud the Psul of Gzeres Eitzer, that there's a problem of using a bundle, because if you use a bundle, you might come to use a bundle that was originally put on to dry on top of the Sukkah. Now the question is that if you can't use a bundle, so how is it that so many people use schach mats for their sukkah, for their schach? Schach mats, the chayra, is a bundle. It's mamash a bundle of pieces of bamboo, some people use flax, different types of materials, the kindest sukkah is a schach or bamboo, but how could you use any sort of bundle as schach if, why isn't it included in Gzeres Eitzer? So the Maisa, the Paiskim discuss this, and they give different terutzim, different reasons why the schach mats are not included in Gzeres Eitzer. Just to mention a couple of the svaras. One svar to say is that being that no one would ever put schach bamboo or kindness, the reeds on top of something to dry, it's just not something that you put up to dry, so it's not shayich bechlal to the gzeira of Gzeres Eitzer. Could be Gzeres Eitzer is only negeya by things that are shayich that you would put it there to dry. These things which you would never put there to dry, so it could be doesn't have Gzeres Eitzer. Another svar that said is that it's not really a bundle. A bundle is when it's something that's all bundled together. Here, it's just one piece directly next to the other. It's 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. That's not called a bundle. Lamaisa and the Pais can say other svaras, and therefore Lamaisa, they say that there's no, that tzchach mats are not included in the Gzeres Eitzer.